It is the second part of our season review show on the Anfield Wrap. Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, Neil Jones, Sean Rogers, and last week we covered off a whole host of subjects, really. But you know, there's plenty more to get into from what's been a fantastic season so far. It isn't over, Neil Atkinson. I want to look at the manager's viewpoint around his squad and certain players in particular in this show. It's clear that throughout the season, when we have a look at it, he nails his hat on certain players at certain times and where he plans to use who and when. You look at Milner, for example, starts 7 of the first 8 and then every game in December. That, to me, suggests a clear plan of I need this player for said time. And I think you can sort of see those patterns emerge as the season wears on.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting that he's got his certain players who he's just all in on. So I think this season, one of the things that's changed, last season it's worth remembering that I think in all comps, Alexander-Arnold only gets 38 games. Alexander-Arnold at the time of the ceasing of the play of the Premier League has had more minutes this season in the Premier League than he had last season. And I think he's decided over the summer that, you know, it's you forget how many games Gomez got it right back in the first half of the 18-19 season. And I think over the summer, he's formally decided that he is pretty much just going to have to run Alexander-Arnold and Robertson. And that it's almost, you know, it's a compliment, I think, especially to Alexander-Arnold. Not in terms of his quality. I don't think that's what the manager is complimenting. It's in terms of his physical maturity and in terms of his mental maturity that he feels as though he can basically work him in a way that he would work, you know, what we can call sort of just a complete senior player. I think that this is the season it'll be looked back on now for many reasons, which won't include a lot of football stuff. But I do think this is the season where it's not last season. I think this is the year where Alexander-Arnold's gone to absolute nailed-on first-team player. It might be the whole of the year of 2019, but I think it is this season where he's made that difference. But then you can see...
I think you can see the difference in him physically, can't you?
Yeah.
Like, I think this season physically he looks a different person, almost.
Completely agree. And I think that's an obvious growth, an obvious development, and an obvious maturity. And as I say, I think it's as much mental. I think he's backing him and backing what he can get from him and going from there. Obviously, he's got the front three who he'll work no matter what. But then I think the next thing that he's telling is what he wants to do out in midfield. And I think ever so slightly, it's influenced by the perception he has around the fitness and the readiness of Oxlade-Chamberlain. To an extent, Keita, to an extent, Lallana, different ways, different extents within there. That ultimately, I think he's certainly using Milner in the early season to buy Oxlade-Chamberlain a little bit more time, and I think that's part of what he knows that it's going to take a year to get Oxlade-Chamberlain back to where he wants him, and so he's got to work around that. And the extent to which, you know, I think Milner's is most, and it's interesting that Milner's got the new contract, but it doesn't look like Lallana will. And that's partially out of what Lallana wants, but it may well be off the back of conversations. I think the extent to which he sees Milner as so dependable I think it's testament to Milner, obviously, but I think he's very much decided that his break glass, I've got a problem somewhere option so often is Milner. And I think you see that at the start of the season when he basically backs Milner to the hilt to get through those early games and then almost semi-retires him as you move into the autumn.